Please welcome Franklin.
What was the theme tonight? Okay, my story is about drag racing. I grew up, I came of age to be a driver in the mid-1950s when drag racing was getting really exciting. All the car companies were coming out with big V8 engines and more carburetors than you could count, and they were getting a lot faster than the old cars used to be. And my dad was the general manager of a Ford dealer. And this was the time when they came up with the idea of win on Sunday, sell on Monday. So all the car dealers in town were getting involved in drag racing and figured they were going to sell some more cars doing that. This was also a time when, men, when they're competing at anything, they're going to find a way to cheat. Yeah? So they put a label on stock cars. Stock cars had to be like they came from the factory. You had that window sticker that told you everything in your car, and they compared that to what was under your hood. If you had messed it up, put two carburetors where there was only one, you weren't stock anymore. So people were cheating. They were doing things like punching the center out of their mufflers so it would work a little faster. There was a carburetor, but it was bigger than the one they have. So lots of this cheating was going on. And since this was so important to the dealers, they came up with COPO cars, Central Office Purchase Orders. Now, if you had enough money and enough clout, you could get a COPO car. Now, that was built in the factory, and it had this label that said what was all in it, but what was all in it was some pretty hot stuff. So my dad, by this time, I was being a driver of these race cars on Sundays. I was a 16-year-old hot rod driver, and my dad ordered a COPO car. And it was a 1957 Ford Ranchero. Rancheros were a little lighter than the regular cars. That was an advantage. But instead of ordering the stock Ford engine with the stock Ford carburetors, he ordered the biggest, baddest Lincoln engine with two carburetors and four exhaust pipes and a supercharger. And it came out of the factory just like that. It was all on the sticker. This was when they started saying, we're going to call that one Super Stock. But for about 3 weeks, me and that Ranchero were the fastest thing on the drag strip. And then somebody came in with a Plymouth, a Chrysler Hemi engine in it. And he blew me off. But that was a lot of fun with all the excitement that was going on during that time with bigger, faster cars. These cars were having like 300 horsepower when just 5 years earlier, a real fast car had less than 100 horsepower. So things got big and exciting real quick. And we were racing against the clock. Thanks.